In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tonight we have the conclusion or the crown of the feasts of our Lord Jesus Christ, which had begun with the incarnation. When the Lord was incarnate in the womb of the Mother of God, through the Holy Spirit, taking a weak body like our bodies, likening us in everything except the sin itself. And as every one of us knows, that the main reason of his incarnation is to perform the salvation of the whole mankind, or to the whole mankind. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity, agreed to perform this salvation, taking our body and walking in the same way that every man in the whole world walks in or through, and paying the price of our sins, and then giving us the glorious body through his resurrection. And it was impossible that this glorified body may live on earth forever. And it was also impossible to resurrect, to ascend into the heaven right away after the resurrection. As we said last Saturday, it was the wisdom of God to stay on earth for 40 days after his resurrection. Number one, to prove his resurrection to many people, and he appeared to individuals, starting of Mary Magdalene and Miriam and Peter and John, the disciples, the apostles, and once he appeared to 500 persons together. And then he stayed on earth after his resurrection 40 days. To put the foundation of his church and to give it to his disciples. That's why in the Acts of Apostles chapter 1, St. Luke said that he was appearing to his disciples many times to teach them the issues of the kingdom of heavens. What were the issues of the kingdom of heavens? Is he was teaching them how to serve the name of God after receiving the Holy Spirit. And after he finished this important work, he had to go up into heaven. And here we have a question. Did the Lord Jesus Christ need to ascend into heavens? Did he need? He is God. He is filling heaven and earth and everywhere. Yes? And as we said in the doxology, that he had authority to everyone, heavenly, earthly, and even the under or the below or beneath the earth, which are Satan's, the devil. And here is a question. Did Jesus Christ need to ascend into heavens while he himself is the God, the true God, who is present in every place in the whole world? Who has the answer?
He wants to raise our body with him, so to the Father.
Yeah. The ascension does not mean that he himself with his divinity will ascend to heavens. But the ascension meant that as he descended from heavens, coming into the womb of the pure mother, Saint Mary, by the Holy Spirit, who overshadowed the womb of the Mother of God and protected her womb to be pure, to receive the incarnate God, he also had to come with the same body. The same body, but with a new nature. He took the weak body, and after the crucifixion and the resurrection, this body became glorified. That's why he used to appear to his disciples, and many times they did not recognize him. When St. Peter and other six disciples went to fish, and he appeared to them, and he asked them to launch in the depth and to fish. And then after they gained 153 fish, that happened after the resurrection, St. Peter said, he is God. It means that his image became glorified, and they did not recognize him easily. But more than that, the body that the Lord took from St. Mary and performed the salvation through the cross and the resurrection became unlimited body, became eternal body, became a body that is over the sin, over the weakness, over the temptation, over everything. That's why we say in the Theotokia of, not Theotokia, in the, yes, Theotokia of Friday, he took what we have and gave us what he had. We glorify him, we praise him forever. So this body that the Lord took from St. Mary became now a resurrected body, became now a very powerful body, unlimited body. We call it the body of resurrection, Gesed el-Iyama. That's why the body of resurrection could never be kept on earth. That's why he ascended with this body. Number one, because this body, as I said, is glorified. Number two, because as Dr. Bulus said, he wanted to put this body, this glorified body, that he took it weak and under sin, although he was without sin, to let this body sit at the right hand of the Father, as the Bible says. Now, my body, your body, everybody who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ has a place now through the glorified body of our Lord Jesus Christ at the right hand of the Father. So the Lord, with this ascension tomorrow, which we celebrate it tomorrow, with this ascension, put our body in the heavens, in the heavenly Jerusalem, and booked a place for every one of us who is baptized, who dies with God and resurrects with God and confirmed with the Holy Spirit of God, and keep the power of the resurrection in his body all time. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ gave us a very important gift. No one in the whole world but those who believe in him give them this gift. What? Is to give them the power of the resurrection of his body. How? By receiving his body and drinking his blood. The same body with the same blood which is in heavens now, every one of us takes the power of the resurrection of this body. That's why now, as Christians, we are not just believers in God. No, we are partakers of the holy body and the precious blood of our Lord. And this is a big difference between just to believe in God and to share with God in his divine nature. That's why we call ourselves the companions of the divine nature. Shuraka fi al-tabi'a al-ilahi. It's not my opinion. It's what the Bible says about that. So the ascension means the ascension of your body in heavens, or the booking of a place for you in heavens. If you keep this seat, you will find it waiting for you. If you ignore this seat, you will lose it in heavens. How? By having or renewing in your body and spirit and soul the power of the resurrection. How? By partaking the Holy Communion. How? By repenting, confessing, reading the Bible, gaining virtues, living in the Lord, keeping the gown of resurrection, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. As the apostle says, those who were baptized in God, in Jesus Christ, were put on Jesus Christ himself. This is the meaning of the ascension. The meaning of the ascension is that your body now, through the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, has become worthy to inherit the kingdom of heaven, has the ability to receive the power of resurrection. And every one of us is asked to keep what we have received in our childhood through the sacraments. May the Lord open our eyes to these facts. You are not just a believer in God. No, you are an adopted son to God through the firstborn son, our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord who ascended into the heavens may also keep us in his bosom and help us. May him help us to let us look towards heavens, the permanent mansion for every one of us. Permanent. Yani, every one of us can ask himself, how many houses did I move through my life? When all of you are immigrants, so all of us are immigrants. Japan, Alexandria, Upper Egypt, Cairo, everywhere. We moved in many houses or flats or apartments of Vietnam. So everyone moved from house to house. All of these houses are temporary. Even this house, even this body is temporary. But the permanent mansion for you is in heavens through the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are asked to keep that by always seeking to renew the power of resurrection by the Holy Communion. I believe in, by living in God. Glory be to Him forever. Amen.